Part 2. In this part, you will hear 3 short talks. After each talk, you will hear 6 questions about it. Before each talk begins, you will have time to preview the questions. You will hear each talk and the questions once. You can take notes if you wish. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D. Now you will hear the first talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a fashion writer talking on the radio.
Good afternoon to all of your listeners, Louise, and thank you for having me on your program. I've been a fashion writer for 18 years, but over the last few years I've realized I have the responsibility to inform people about how our clothing choices can have an impact on the environment. Did you know that the fashion industry is responsible for 8% of global greenhouse gases, a figure that is higher than all international flights and maritime shipping combined? Which is crazy, considering how much we fret about buying an airline ticket, you know, because of the carbon emissions, versus buying a t-shirt. Let me walk you through how a t-shirt can contribute to climate change. For one thing, we are in a stage of massive overproduction. On a planet of less than 8 billion people, we manufacture about 100 billion articles of clothing yearly. Now, if you take that one t-shirt, say it's made of a cotton and polyester blend, you have to think of the cotton fields in Asia, which require a lot of water and farmers that use a lot of chemicals to cultivate it. And then the synthetics and plastics-based fibers that make up polyester, that's essentially oil. And these raw materials that go into that shirt are shipped to countries where they're milled into fabric and then shipped to other countries to be cut into t-shirts and then shipped to other countries where they finally reach the shelves. And clothes that don't sell are often thrown in a landfill or burned at the end of a season. In a nutshell, every stage of that process contributes to carbon emissions. When you have all these clothes, other than the cost, deciding what to wear every day is a stressful decision, and then you have to keep up with the trends. So, to reverse that, the lean closet movement has emerged, where consumers pick a few key items that they love and wear frequently, which tend to be in very neutral colors, and this is another way to lead a more eco-friendly lifestyle.
Number 21. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 22. What does the writer suggest about buying a t-shirt? Number 23. What does the speaker say about the fashion industry? Number 24. What is implied about a t-shirt made of a cotton and polyester blend? Number 25. What problem facing people with a lot of clothes does the speaker not mention? Number 26. What do the lean closet consumers do? Now you will hear the second talk. Look at the questions. Listen to an instructor on an online course.
So, you desperately want to get this job and you need to present yourself as the best candidate for the position. Well, the first thing you need to do is to get to know yourself and prepare for answering questions about yourself. Focus on those characteristics and experiences that will create the best impression about you. Identify your three main strengths. Be ready to cite specific instances when you had to use them and apply these strengths directly to the requirements of the position. Then research the employer and the industry. Find out about its philosophy and its goals, its growth patterns, even its size and structure. To obtain this information, read company annual reports, promotional materials, trade journals, generally whatever you can get your hands on. This way, you will know what is expected of you and, most importantly, what you can expect. Practice, practice, practice. Many interview questions are predictable or can be predicted by analyzing the job description. So, practice answering them out loud in front of a mirror or with a friend. Do not memorize your responses, but instead outline the key points that you want to stress so you can have a smoother, spontaneous flow of words and become aware of your nonverbal communication. And if you're worried about not having a good response to a tricky question, be proactive and learn how to cover your tracks when you don't know an answer. By thinking ahead, you can truly rest assured knowing that even if the worst happens, you're more than ready to handle it. Contact the people you're planning to name as references, like prior employers or faculty members. Let them know the kinds of jobs you are applying for and what specific kinds of experiences and abilities you hope they can discuss about you. Give them a copy of your resume to refer to when contacted about you.
Number 27. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 28. What is the first thing you need to do when preparing for an interview? Number 29. What information did you not find out about the organization you are interested in? Number 30. How can the job description help you when preparing for an interview? Number 31. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"Learn how to cover your tracks"?
Number 32. Why is it advisable to send your references a copy of your resume? Now you'll hear the third talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a speaker at a charity event.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great pleasure to be here with you today. I would like to thank you all wholeheartedly for donating to our fundraiser and to reassure you that your money will be well spent. We raised a staggering $90,000, a sum that will be transferred to an orphanage in Malawi. Our mission in Malawi is to provide essential care for orphaned and abandoned children, supporting the return of fit and healthy toddlers to their extended families. We also support the National Program of Immunization. We want to keep children free from vaccine-preventable diseases in a country with a low life expectancy, a high infant mortality rate, and a high prevalence of HIV/AIDS. Malawian communities are often very poor, so to help ease the burden on the families who are looking after an extra child, we provide them with annual packs of maize seed and fertilizer. The next project we want to engage in is education. A free public school system has been in operation in Malawi since 1994. But for female students, childhood marriage and pregnancy are often contributors to dropping out of school. The result is that the literacy rate among women is just 49.8%. So we want to help in this direction by subsidizing their education. And we're hoping for your support. Anyway, I suppose it's time for Simon Rogers and his band to take the floor. When they're done, and while you're having dinner, there will be raffle tickets going around. So, if you're interested, they're only $5 each. And don't miss our auction at the end of the night with great prizes donated by our sponsors and local businesses. Again, thank you all for your support to our cause. We hope to see you on one of our forthcoming events soon.
Number 33. What does the speaker say about the money raised? Number 34. What is the organization trying to do with orphans in Malawi? Number 35. What do we learn about Malawian children? Number 36. What is implied about the families that take on another child in Malawi? Number 37. What does the speaker say about women in Malawi? Number 38. What will the listeners do next? End of part 2.